All right, welcome to the NEIW 2007 podcast. I am always as your host, Liam, and I'm going to be your host for this podcast. In this podcast, we talk about a bunch of different things. We review books, we review movies, we review TV shows. This is a pretty good guide to things for different media and stuff, but we also do other stuff for our kids and family-friendly activities. Like, we tell stories, we read books. And one of the books that we're going to be reviewing today is called Addison Cook and the Treasure of the Incas. It is written by Jonathan W. Stokes. It's published by Puffin Books, and we're just going to start reviewing it. Alright, so Addison Cook is about a kid named Addison Cook, his sister Molly, and his friends Raj and Eddie, and three Incan keys, three ancient clues, are all that stand between Addison Cook and a long lost treasure. So there's the shard. There's also the shadowy band of thieves who kidnapped Addison's uncle, Uncle Nigel, in a river full of crocodiles. Are you going to learn the book? Let's see. Yeah, what do they call again? Crocodiles, or come on, they've mentioned it so many times in the book. All right, sorry for all these long pauses. There's another word for Camons. So, crocodiles are camons. Not to mention the cave full of booby traps and a Russian assassin named Teeth, and a crazy bride at a crazy wedding, and thousands of bats and squirrels. One epic car chase. But what Addison and his friends have to do is survive all that, crack the code, and the treasure is theirs. Easy, right? So there's a lot of reviews for this book. It's a pretty good book. So from a parent's magazine, what to give the kid who's read all the Harry Potter books and Percy Jackson books? Try Addison Cook and the Treasure of the Incas. Parents magazine, like I said, promises laugh out loud moments and nonstop action from boys' life. An exciting Indiana Jones-style tale, good housekeeping, this action-packed story is difficult to put down, San Francisco Book Review, and many, many more. It is $8.99 in the U.S. and $11.99 in Canada. I'm pretty sure it's available on Amazon. We are not sponsored by this. For more information, go to addisoncook.com. Copyright 2016. And I'm just going to read you the first chapter. Actually, the first section. Adventure has a way of finding the cooks. All the life seemed to have leaked out of Uncle Nigel, like air from a flat tire. He slumped in his chair, his head sinking to his chest. Vladimir, you've made a deal with the devil. Professor Rigger drew himself up to his full towering height, his cold eyes narrowed to gleaming crescents. Take Dr. Cook to the car, he orders his men. If he gives you any trouble, knock him out, but do not kill him. Not yet. Dr. Cook is going to help us find the greatest treasure in the world. And at that precise moment, to Addison's horror, Molly loosed a sneeze that was only slightly louder than a sonic boom. Professor Rager's six bodyguards spun to face Addison and Molly. A dozen angry guys locked on their hiding place behind the sarcophagus. Rager snaps his fingers at his men. All six bodyguards lunged for the siblings. Addison turned to Molly. Run, he suggested. And for once, Molly willingly accepted his advice. They flew down the dark hallway as if launched from a catapult. So that's Addison Cook for you. I think that's going to wrap up the LNEIW 2007 podcast, episode number one. I'm your host, Liam. I'm your host, Liam. This has been episode one, Addison Cook. Thank you.